For logbook servicing you can rely on, you need to make the right choice. You need trained professionals who are fully qualified to service your car according to manufacturer's specifications. For real peace of mind and a nationwide warranty, book in or book online at repcoservice.com.
Life's busy. Take this deck. There's heaps to do on it. Like, polishing off this wine. That's tough. Life's pretty good with a Trex deck. Composite decking with no hard maintenance. Trex, the world's number one decking brand.
The first Swede inducted into the Hockey Hall of Fame and the highest scoring defenseman in Maple Leafs history, Borja Salming.
Yes, welcome back to SENZ Mornings. It's a bit of a sad day, at least for me, Ricardo, because one of the greats has passed away. It hit me right when we came in to prepare for the show. Borja Salming, born in 1951, passed away age 71 yesterday. He announced back in August that he was diagnosed with ALS, and he returned to Toronto a couple of weeks ago for an emotional return, and I think that's probably why this is hitting me really hard today, Ricardo, is because I know he played in a time, you know, I was much too young / wasn't alive, because he played 17 seasons in the NHL, 16 of which were with the Maple Leafs from 73 to 89, before he ended his career with the Red Wings in 1989 to 1990. So I've seen highlights, I've seen clips of him play. Man, he took a skate to the face once and had to take 200 stitches. He returned to practice 3 days later because he could still see, so he thought he was fine. That was the kind of man that he was. Absolute legend, first Swedish player inducted into the Hockey Hall of Fame, and he has just really brought on a legacy. But seeing the state that he was in a couple of weeks ago and just seeing how much ALS has really affected him, it was a really emotional return. It was quite hard to watch, but also really moving. I mean, this is a guy, he has the most career goals and points by a Leafs defenseman, the most career assists by any Leafs player. He's just absolute legend, Ricardo. So, really sad to see someone like that go. And it really got me wondering if there was any kind of sporting figure that passed away, who do you think it would be that would hit you the most?
There's a couple. Steve Sumner was probably one. Little bit different for me because I knew him quite well. Like, we'd get together and have, when he was in Auckland, and
Jonah, to me, Jonah was tough.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, so that didn't bother me much because I had no real connection. And George Best, I'd met Bestie, but then everybody knew that he was on the skids because of his problem with alcohol. If there's one that I know that will get me when it happens is when Fergie goes.
Mm.
Because he meant so much to so many United fans. I think he'll have almost probably even more of an effect on United fans than when Sir Matt Busby passed away.
I think for me, Borja Salming definitely hits, but if I cried the day that Wayne Gretzky retired from the NHL, so I can't imagine what would happen the day he leaves this earth.
Yeah, well, there you go. That's another one that we hopefully won't be too near to happening, too close to happening.
When making the double chicken deluxe at Macca's, we wanted to improve on the perfect combo of tender Aussie chicken with cheese, tomato and aioli. So, we doubled it. Chicken and Macca's, together and loving it. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Available after 10:30 a.m. for a limited time only.